Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
After it. Listen, I think we got it figured out. And why don't you go ahead and set your mic up? How you need it?
No, I didn't like the angle.
Get comfortable.
The angle was rough.
Well, I mean, depending on what kind of angle you're looking at it from.
I need the angle to be head on.
Listen, I just like the camera to see my face.
Yeah.
I like to see your face. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what the camera picks up on your end. As long as you're in the shot and there's some things back on the wall, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, do that the whole hour, please. I want you to.
Oh, hour. Okay, good. I just need to know.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if there'll be enough time.
Candles, man. I love candles. Bed Bath & Beyond candles, the annual candle sale.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. We're getting into a... Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go then. Who in here trying to start a fire? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Highly Unapologetic, the podcast. And we're talking about another episode 2 years later. It's the kind of hiatus we've been on, just trying to get the creative juices to flow a little bit. And I would say this is the new and improved Highly Unapologetic, the podcast, but it seems a little old and probably not that much improved, not much better than how we left it a couple years ago. But we're going to...
Oh, it'll be better.
We're going to try anyway.
It'll be better.
But anyways, familiar face on the mic across from me. Hopefully, we'll do this consistently. From the ABCDTYBC 17, 23, Things You Think You Don't Care About podcast from a few years ago.
Yeah, that's no more.
My brother, Coach Boo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Riley calling you Coach Boo was probably...
I think we're just going to go with JB.
Okay, JB. JB's fine.
Simple.
But when Riley is in Dallas, Coach Boo it is.
Okay.
That was the funniest conversation I've ever had with a 16-year-old in my life. And the boy was serious.
He was.
When he said Coach Boo, I said, who? And he said, Coach Boo. And I said, who is Coach Boo? He goes, isn't that what you call Josh? And I was like, no, I call Josh.
Yeah.
Or Buchanan.
Yeah.
And he goes, where'd I get that from? Yeah. He's the average Jobu.
Uh-huh. Josh Buchanan. Yeah.
Or his soccer players may call him Coach Boo, but I've never heard it.
They do not.
Oh, okay.
They will not be allowed.
Okay, they would not be allowed. Yes, they would.
There would well, they would be allowed to, but there would be severe consequences.
I would definitely be encouraging them.
I bet you would.
On the next bus ride.
Note to self, no more bus rides for Adam.
Yeah, yeah. How's it been going, man, anyway? You have transitioned your podcast into a daily Bible reader podcast.
Yeah, so I started a podcast kind of simultaneously with Things You Think You Don't Care About called How Do You Feel About Jesus?
Right.
And then I did a few episodes, and I don't know if I liked what I was doing, the manner in which I was doing it. The setup, the length, whatever.
Right.
And so I decided to go with something a little more regular.
Right.
So called the Daily Bread Podcast now.
The Daily Bread, and we are literally reading the Bible.
Yeah, so I started, my dad was in the hospital, he was intubated for quite a while, and I recorded a couple episodes, or I'd say episodes, I recorded a couple chapters of the Bible so Mom could play it for him.
Right.
And I figured out how to layer audio to where you could make the music in the background not overtake the words.
Right.
And so, anyway, so I did that and sent it to him. I thought it would be soothing. I thought it'd be nice. He's in the hospital. He can't talk back. So,
right.
Then I got the recommendation to do the whole Bible.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I can do that.
Who gave you that recommendation?
That was sister-in-law.
Okay.
And so we were actually in the hotel beside the hospital days before he passed. And I played a chapter for her. And she said, oh, this sounds great. You should do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I got into the whole thing and realized, number one, how much I hadn't read. And number two, how long the Old Testament actually is.
Yeah.
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 It's a beast.
That's definitely something that is doable by yourself. The whole trying to do a podcast with actual topics and maybe like little devotionals or lessons or whatever and recording by yourself.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. Recording by yourself is the worst.
It's tough.
I tried to do one time a Father's Day episode.
Mm-hmm.
The first Father's Day after my dad died. And I got about 3 minutes into it and I went, man, forget this. I'm calling people.
Yeah. So, you know, I will actually type up everything I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I'm typing it as I would talk about it, as I would say it. I'm not grammatically correct in these documents at all, but this is the manner in which I would speak. And then I read it, and then if something jogs my memory, I'll add it in.
Right.
But that helps me get about a 10 to 15 minute solo episode.
Yeah, I was definitely frustrated a minute in, and I tried to keep going.
Yeah.
And then I think I stumbled on some words.
Yeah.
And where you stumble on some words in the Old Testament, you go, and then you start all over.
And I cut it out and do it again. Yeah.
I didn't know about that genius process at the time.
I'm telling you what.
To where I just, and
if,
then.
If you can just it out of your audio, it spikes it, and you say, oh, I'm done.
At the time, I was definitely a episode editing novice.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I would just cover up a lot of things with some music or a sound bite or something like that. But there were going to be a lot of that night.
Yep.
So I just said, forget this. And I called Jason and Jazz, and we did a real Father's Day episode where I could talk to actual people.
Well, and that was kind of the thing with me. Like, if I didn't write it down, then they would be 3 minutes long.
Right.
Because I'd rip right through it and be like, oh, that wasn't very deep at all.
Have I ever told you about my dad's first sermon out of preacher school?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, the man preached for like 15 minutes, realized the sermon was over, and then did the sermon backwards.
Yeah.
Did it from bottom to the top.
Genius.
Yeah, genius, but that only took 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a whole lot of time on his first sermon in the pulpit.
Yeah.
You know, but then he turns out to be one of the goats.
Yeah.
So whatever.
That's fair.
You know, I'm still waiting for my goat status to kick in on whatever I'm doing in life.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
In your own time.
Maybe goat status is a posthumous.
Yeah.
Is that the word I'm looking for?
Once you're gone.
Yeah. Once I'm croaking.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be famous when nobody can talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I want to know I'm famous.
Yeah.
I don't want to be dead and famous.
Well, you know, at that point, it won't matter.
Yeah. I want to get up to the pearly gates and somebody give me a high. You know what?
Speaking of things that don't matter, I got a question for you.
We're not going to get into the blasphemy section of the podcast yet.
We'll keep that for episode 3 or 4.
We're going to make it, and we're going to start making content and then get canceled later.
That's right.
There's a good Chinese voice episode coming, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, you like the Chinese voice.
Wanna kakata.
Okay, so I have a question for you. This happened at school. I took some of my kids' Easter candy to school with me.
Okay.
Because they don't need it all.
That's the way to get rid of it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so, but I didn't give it away. I ate it all. So,
fair.
I pulled out on my desk, I pulled out 3 different fruit chew type candies.
Okay.
And then I saw another one at home, so we're going to say 4. I want to know your top 2 in this list.
Okay.
They were all strawberry, but that doesn't really matter. Okay. Strawberry is my flavor, my artificial candy flavor of choice.
Okay.
But if you're an orange guy, lemon guy, banana guy, whatever flavor you are, there was Now and Laters.
Okay.
Starburst.
Okay.
The new Chewy Jolly Rancher.
Ooh, I have had that.
And the Laffy Taffy.
Okay, Laffy Taffy's last for me.
Okay.
1,000%.
Okay.
If I see a Laffy Taffy, I'm looking for a banana flavored.
Okay.
If there are no banana flavored, I'm out completely.
Don't like anything else but the banana flavor.
Yeah, Laffy Taffy. Now, Laffy Taffy brand. Now, if we go to an old school, what's that?
The saltwater taffy stuff?
The saltwater taffy.
Okay, that stuff's pretty good.
But I don't want the individually wrapped little ones.
Okay, yeah.
I want the big ones.
Okay.
And I want to eat on it.
Like a pixie stick of taffy.
Right.
Okay.
I want a bigger portion. But Laffy Taffy out. You said the other was Starburst. Now and Later. Now and Later is going to be number one.
My number one is the Now and Later.
The Now and Later has a great texture.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't force you to want to swallow it right away.
Yeah.
It's got a consistency that you want to keep chewing.
Yeah. It's got good size to it.
Good size. Great flavor.
Yep.
I think it's sweetest of the 4.
The most accurate flavor tasting.
Right.
Yes.
I think the flavor profile is definitely more accurate.
Yep.
Man, I've never really been a Starburst fan.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to go with the Jolly Rancher because I like the hard Jolly Ranchers. I've had the new soft Jolly Ranchers a couple of times.
Yeah, pretty good.
And did not dislike them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go Now and Later.
I mean, they're clearly still selling Starburst forever.
Oh, yeah.
So that...
It's a classic.
That type of candy is coveted. And if you're a Jolly Rancher creator, why not try to tap into that market?
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's like all the chalk candies, the Smarties and the Sweet Tarts going into the Chewy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ballpark, the Chewy arena.
Absolutely.
But when you're talking about like chewy candies that are originally hard candies, I don't know that I have found one yet that are better than the original hard.
Or as good as. Okay.
Now, the Chewy Sprees are good.
Yep.
They're not as good. The Chewy...
I would rather the Chewy stuff than the chalky stuff.
Okay.
But that's a preference to the type of candy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a preference. But the Sweet Tarts, I'm going to take the regular Sweet Tarts over the Chewy Sweet Tarts. Mm. I'm going to take regular Jolly Ranchers over a Chewy Jolly Rancher.
You just tried the Tic Tacs.
So...
Were the Chewy Tic Tacs better than the original Tic Tac?
No.
Were they close?
They are close, okay. And they are. Here's why they are close, because the flavor profile is almost exactly the same.
Yeah, agreed.
Right, the flavor profile in a Chewy Spree and a regular Spree are completely different.
I agree.
Stupid different, but the Tic Tac, the Chewy Tic Tac,
and it has like piece of actual crunchy Tic Tac.
There's
right before you get to the Chewy part.
It's like those big nerds that I buy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with the actual nerd on the outside and then Chewy on the inside. So yeah.
I'm going to go Laffy Taffy number 2 for me.
Okay.
And for me, it's kind of a negligible difference between the Starburst, the Jolly Rancher, and the Laffy Taffy and the flavor profile. So I'm going with more bang for your buck per piece of candy.
I could have sworn somewhere in this explanation of what we prefer, you were definitely going to say something along the lines of a Now and Later and a Starburst are the same thing. Because that's kind of your thing, you know.
I mean,
there's
argument to be had there.
There's not an argument to be had. Mayonnaise and Miracle Whip are two completely different things.
Two
completely different things in the same arena.
Here's the deal.
Tell me.
Here's the deal. When you don't really prefer or like the thing that you're talking about,
it's easy to say.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
If I have mayonnaise or Miracle Whip on anything that I'm going to eat, I would rather just toss it in the garbage, straight in the garbage. So to me, mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, same thing. I'm not a chalk candy guy, so Sweet Tarts and Smarties and Spree, once you get past the hard candy shell of the Spree, all the same thing.
Right.
So
I get where you're saying if you don't like the object, it's easier.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of it.
Just to throw it in the same.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff.
In the same circle.
That's right. Like Coke and Pepsi. I'm not a fan of Coke nor Pepsi. To me, they're the same.
Okay, same.
Yeah. RC Cola.
No.
They're all the same.
They're colas, but there is a distinct flavor difference when you get into the not Pepsi and Coke.
Hot garbage? Is that the flavor?
I'll drink RC. But
I can't do it, dude.
I'm going to pick, but if there's RC, there's usually a Pib.
And Pib and Dr. Pepper are different. I like Pib and Dr. Pepper, but I like Dr. Pepper way better.
Right.
I don't like Coke, so RC, Pepsi, cola drink, whatever you want to call it, they're all the same stuff.
It's the same arena.
Yeah. If you were to blind taste test me with Coke, Pepsi, RC, and four others, I wouldn't get any of them right. To me, I would cringe every single time I took a taste of any one of them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
And nobody's ever asked the reason why I think everything's the same. It's because I don't like it in the first place.
Okay. You know what I want to do?
Yeah.
I see people on the internet when I'm scrolling, perusing. You taught me perusing a couple years ago.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, vaguely.
You made fun of me because I said carousel or something.
Yeah. Carouseling around the internet.
Yeah. And yes, I think, perusing is what you're looking for. But yeah. I peruse the TikToks.
I don't even know if it's a word, but it sounds really good.
Perusing is one of my favorite words or non-words to say. It's kind of like it's up there with like boogers.
You are welcome.
Oh, thanks, man. Boogers is my favorite word to say.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just a funny word.
Well, you never get too old for it.
There's this one time you and I were in the car the way home from work. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding.
20-year-old.
But my mom and dad.
Idiots.
But my, yeah. Stupid. Especially at that time.
Yeah.
And that age. We were idiots.
Yeah.
Anyways, my mom and dad used to have a booger-eating dog. And it wouldn't even let you give it to her on purpose. She would come and steal that sucker.
Yeah. Well, in order to steal it, you had to be holding on to it longer than you should have. Just throwing that out there.
Well, you know, you're in a good part of the movie or, you know.
Oh, you don't want to get up to go get the tissue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't have a tissue available, but you got to breathe.
Sometimes you
got
to flick it.
Yeah. We know somebody who is, she's pretty well known for balling them things up and flicking them suckers.
My brother, booger or not, would roll up to a car and just start, like, he would fingers to nose.
And then just play with whatever.
Play with whatever, roll window down, and then flick, regardless of if he had anything.
Right.
Right next to a car, making sure he got their attention while this process was happening.
Dude, the old Navigator commercials or the old Lincoln commercials with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And he's in the car just, you know, driving like this, but he's got his other hand doing this. I know he had a booger in his
finger.
He had to have.
And it just looked like it, elegance.
So, it was the most elegant booger roll that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I waited for those commercials to come on because it was so soothing to watch this man roll a booger in the car that I now want to buy. I just want to buy
in front of everybody.
I just want to buy a Lincoln and drive around and roll my boogs
right here.
Yeah, and then fake flick them at cars next to me like your brother. That's right. Which brother is that? Pooter?
Yeah,
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a time.
Yeah,
there was a time when he was funny.
Are we exit that time right now?
Yeah, we have long past that time.
Oh, brother, It's sad to hear.
It is.
You know what I want to do, but anyways, I peruse the social medias.
Yes.
You know, every once in a while.
And as
I will,
we do.
And I will see videos of two people picking full football teams or baseball teams based on a random team that was provided to them.
Pick it a baseball team.
Cramps. Grant you, it's a banana.
We'll pick a four, a baseball team.
So I want to do that because it looks fun.
Okay.
To get random teams, pick one player from these random teams, all-time teams, and see who can pick a better team.
Okay. So do you want to do that? Or do you want to talk about one thing that fans do that ruin a game and then create your team?
Well, while I search for the old random team generator.
Yes.
We can do that.
I like that.
Okay, say it one more time, brother.
Things fans do when you're at a game that ruin the game experience.
Okay. Are you going to give me the topic right now, or can I say my least favorite one and we talk about that one right now?
Say one off the dome.
Okay. My most hated thing that MLB fans do, and this is going to be a specific MLB fan, I hate it when a grown-up, a grown man, a grown woman takes their glove to a Major League Baseball game.
In hopes of catching
whatever. A foul ball.
Home run derby.
Or home run.
What's it called? Batting practice.
Be a man and catch that thing barehanded, baby.
Or
save your woman who doesn't have a glove, rightfully, at a baseball game.
Be the guy who drops his drink, or who holds his drink, drops the baby, catches the ball, and catches the baby before she falls down.
That was a great video.
Isn't it?
That was a fantastic video, but yes.
Yeah.
Go bear.
Be the man who has the pizza in his lap and expects his wife to catch the ball. From Ohtani. Yeah. I mean, be that. It fell right in her lap. And guess what? Yeah. A 20-year-old with a glove took it from her.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
That's horrible.
Okay, so my biggest deal is when fans do stuff near or right beside you when you're at a game.
Okay, like what?
So the guy that calls everybody a bum.
Oh my God, I hate that guy.
Okay, so the what's it called? The they can hear me fan, the one talking to the players, calling balls and strikes, telling the umpire he needs glasses in a major league stadium.
Right.
They can't hear you, bud. Nobody can hear you.
Right.
Sorry, but stop talking. I mean, if you want to talk about your disgruntlement on the call, okay, fine. Talk about it with your friends. That's fine. Oh man, that didn't look like a strike. Blah blah blah. He looked like he was safe. Everybody does that. But stop screaming it onto the field as if everybody can hear you. Don't say you could do that or try to get somebody's attention because they are there for their job. And sorry, they can't hear you. If they can, they don't care what you're saying.
Right. I 100% agree with that. 100% agree with that. I hate negative fan interactions.
Yep.
Especially during a game. There was one the other day in the Angels game against, who does Tommy Pham play for? He plays for Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So he goes to grab a ball that was hit down the line. Mm-hmm. He's up against the wall, and an Angel fan grabs him. The ball is live.
Yeah.
He's got the ball in his hand. Angel fan grabs him. I mean, it's going to be a double anyway. So instead of getting ball in quick, like he looks at the fan with the ball in his hand like this and then throws the ball in. And then after the play was over, whatever, I guess he's still hollering at fan.
Yeah.
And so fan looks at him and gives him the international sign of you're a jerk off.
Right.
Gives him, I don't know if you saw that, but
no.
Tommy Pham's not somebody I'm messing with because he has a history of being a jerk.
Yeah.
Probably would whoop me.
I'd argue most of those baseball players are whoop capable.
Right.
Yeah.
In peak shape.
Yep. What are we doing?
Right.
Why are we interacting?
Right.
If it's accidental, it's accidental.
Right.
You know, if a kid thinks that the ball is going over the fence and he tries to reach out and catch it, and it would have fallen in the field of play. Okay, that's an excited kid trying to catch a home run, whatever, that happens. Don't be grabbing the player, though. Don't be trying to impede the player from doing his job. I mean, for me, that basically is no different than people coming into my classroom disrupting my classroom.
Right, right.
It's no different.
No, that I've said that 1,000 times. You don't want people coming in that you don't know.
Yep.
Interrupting your classroom.
I don't want anybody coming in that I do know if they're not part of the classroom. With any, even the principals. Stay out of my class.
Right. With any type of aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Or I don't know if you've ever seen these videos online of, it's always Messi fans.
Yep.
Who are, and it's always a video showcasing his bodyguard who sees a fan jump on the field running toward Messi, and he's coming from the opposite end.
Okay.
And catches him first before he gets to Messi or whatever. But it's always great. Like, even good intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care about your good intentions. Leave me alone in my workplace.
Yeah. It's not your place.
So, yeah, I get that. Negative. But, and here's kind of to piggyback that. And I think these two things hold hands. But the fan who is going to hit your DMs after you strike out looking and you just cost him his parlay.
Yeah.
And you're going to now start threatening, talking negatively, bringing up family.
What are we doing?
All this other stuff.
Sorry for your bad luck. He didn't get a hit.
I can guarantee 0% of the professional athletes care anything about your parlay or your money.
Yeah.
Why are you gambling in the first place?
Yep.
On me.
Yep.
You know, type of thing. So I think those two kind of hold hands, and that's annoying, and I hate seeing that on the social medias when players are showing their DMs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just it's aggravating to see how people act. People are so stupid.
Yeah.
You know? And the people who are jumping into DMs are going to be the last person to say it to somebody's face.
Oh, yeah. They, keyboard warrior.
They jump behind a keyboard and a screen, and now they're tough.
Yeah,
But the minute you get in front of them, the whole
I didn't mean it that way.
Do you remember a couple seasons ago there was two people at a Mavs game, a fat lady and a dude, and they were on a podcast talking horribly about Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And then when he was in town, you see the picture. You can see the picture all over the internet now of the lady trying to dap him up, but he remembered him.
Okay.
Now I know who y'all are.
Yeah.
And I know what y'all said about me. And now so those are the same people who are going to get behind the keyboard, talk all their crap.
But they want the fame. They want the interaction. Right. They want the. Yeah.
But now that I'm in front of you, I'm going to try to dap you up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Well, so I got a whole bunch of these so we can kind of throw one out every episode as a little 5-minute clip or something.
Yeah, I like it. Because baseball is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And annoying people are my favorite. And making fun of annoying people at my favorite sporting event is going to be my favorite. Yeah. So that's awesome. All right. So I got this wheel generator.
All right.
So we're going to do.
Are we doing separate ones?
Well, you are going to pick a team. I'm going to pick a team.
Okay.
But we are going to use the same team.
To pick from.
Picked.
Okay.
So, you know, Rangers come up first. You're going to pick a Ranger. I'm going to pick a Ranger. And we're going to do the whole field.
Yeah.
We're going to do a starting pitcher.
And a reliever.
A relief pitcher. And we'll throw in a DH.
Okay.
Okay. So easy money.
And do I get to pick the position I want them in?
If you...
So, like, if I pick Seager, he's obviously a shortstop. But if I pick Josh Smith...
You can throw him in the DH if you want.
I can throw him wherever I want
to throw him in the DH. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say if it's like a bet, you can throw him at second. You can throw him at right.
Yeah, okay.
But if they don't naturally play a position...
Yeah.
Your options are his natural position or a DH.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. If they are a known utility or multiple position person.
So you can't pick David Ortiz, you can't throw him in the field. He's just a DH.
You can put him first base.
Did he play first base?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And anytime they had to play at the National League Stadium.
Oh, they had to get him in the lineup.
They had to make sure he's in the lineup.
Right. That was the old tiny thing, I guess. You
that's
know?
Right.
All right, so let's do this little spin meter.
Dude,
here.
That looks official, man.
Man, I created that just now.
Oh, good.
Who do we got? New York Yankees. Oof. You know what? I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah?
Take whoever you want.
Ugh.
I think mine might surprise you, but I've already got my pick.
Do you know the whole roster off the top of your dome? I mean,
no, but
I know one that I would that almost anybody would take.
No, brother, we're talking about all time. This is an all time team.
Oh, this is all time? All
time team.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So you go ahead and go first, man. Pick your first Yankee.
My first Yankee all time?
All time. That's the fun part of it.
Good gracious. Okay. I think I would probably go Joe.
Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio.
Yep.
I don't know what position he played, if I'm being honest with you.
I believe he's an outfielder.
Yeah, he's definitely an outfielder.
I wanna say he's center field.
Okay.
But I'm gonna look him up real quick just to make sure.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, who's yours?
I'm picking Mariano Rivera.
Okay. Oh, no, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I want the best closer ever.
And you know why? You just said relief pitcher. You didn't say closer. So, I mean, I wasn't even thinking closer.
Yeah.
Now that I am, can I change?
I mean, he did come in relief in the ninth.
That's fair
point. He was relieving the setup.
All right. You made your point. Center fielder. I was right.
Center fielder.
Yeah, I can be on the right side or the left side. Doesn't matter.
You know what? You'd be on the left side, first side.
Just okay. A little, yeah. I appreciate it. You let me go first.
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Now, did you pick DiMaggio because he was once married to that one lady?
No, I picked him because he's a hitter.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's a good hitter.
He's arguably one of the better hitters of all time.
Yep. All right, second team. Rivera and DiMaggio off the board. Who does that say? Cleveland Indians, brother.
The Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians.
All time?
I've got a pick, but I'm sacrificing one side of the ball if I pick him. But I've got another pick.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't want to waste a slot.
What are we trying to do here? Are we trying to get offense or defense or
exactly.
Both?
Exactly.
Man.
Since you picked first, I'm going to pick first this time.
Okay, I like it.
And I'm going to sacrifice offense.
Okay.
For amazing defense. I think he is top probably three defensive shortstops to ever play the game. And I'm taking Omar Vizquel.
Okay. I think if you go back to his numbers, he's a pretty solid hitter.
A decent hitter.
I think he's pretty solid.
But you're picking Vizquel. Obviously, you can throw him in the back of the lineup, but you know he's going to do something in the field.
Right. You know what? I think I'm on the same wavelength as you right now.
Okay.
And I think among catchers,
okay,
he's arguably a top-tier catcher.
Okay.
Sandy Alomar Jr.
Great pick. Alomar was one of my favorite players, both of them actually, growing up.
Yeah.
In the 90s, when the Indians were going to World Series every year and losing.
Yeah.
They were still fun to watch.
Oh yeah.
And Alomar, both of the Alomars, Lofton.
Yeah.
Tome.
How about that year when Lofton went to New York and then played the Indians?
Right.
And they just got rid of him. Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love baseball.
Dude, Lofton was on my mind, but I got center field already taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Tome was on my
Tome was on my mind, but I think there's so many better first basemen than Tome. Tome's going to hit you 700 home runs.
That's fair.
I want to play defense too. All right, Chicago Cubs is the new pick here.
Chicago Cubs. All-time Chicago
Cubs. This one's hard for me because I don't know a lot about the Cubs.
I don't know a lot about the Cubs either. Can we look up all-time Cubs?
Yeah, look up a roster.
Goodness gracious. Oof.
Yeah, because
I think the
first person who came to mind was, and I may be way off base here, and he probably didn't even play for the Cubs, but Ernie Banks.
Yeah, he was the first one that came up.
Okay.
Ryan Sandberg, Sammy Sosa, Fergie Jenkins, Billy Williams. Okay. I think I'm going to go my starting pitcher.
Okay. With?
Greg Maddux.
Great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arguably – If anybody ever puts Greg Maddux as the best pitcher of all time, you can't argue with him. There's literally no argument. And there's a handful of pitchers who are like that.
Agreed.
But you know, if somebody said, "Hey, who's your goat? Who's your goat pitcher?" and they say Greg Maddux, the conversation's over.
Yep.
You know, can't.
You can't debate that. I mean, you can from a standpoint of you can look at statistics, you can look at someone who has maybe more wins, but
right.
were they in the league longer,
right.
were they on a better offensive team? Greg Maddux, in terms of pure pitching, is probably one of the most pure pitchers.
The Greg Maddux arrogance
yeah.
is an arrogance that you can't hate.
No.
The guy knew he was good.
And knew what he was doing.
Yeah. But he wasn't a jerk about it.
No,
but it was still an arrogance that you were just kind of like.
He got up, man. Did you see it? Did you see the documentary on MLB?
I think I have seen it, or I've seen bits and pieces. I mean, you and Lauren have mentioned it a few times.
Yes,
but
The thing about I didn't realize the time frame whenever he went to the Braves. He was coming out off the Cubs. In the hottest he could be.
Oh, yeah.
At that time. And then continued that almost entirely through his Braves career.
Right.
And then also, did he go back to the Cubs for a year before he went to the Padres? I forget what he did.
Right.
But I think he went back to the Cubs after the Braves didn't sign him and then moved on to the Padres after that.
Man, not just Greg Maddux, but man, that Atlanta pitching.
One of the best staffs.
One of the best staffs ever, but. The longevity of most of them.
Yep.
Smoltz.
Yep.
Had a great career as a starter, and then had many years
as a
closer.
Yep.
And he was great.
Why pitchers don't do that anymore?
Right.
Blows my mind.
Oh yeah.
Seven more years of your
right.
professional career.
Right.
By playing one inning a game. Maybe two.
Closing pitchers still get paid a crap load of money.
Yep.
And they pitch an inning. Maybe an inning and a third.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, each outing.
Yeah.
But Glavin was still good. Steve Avery was still good. Like I don't understand how they did not win more World Series.
Yeah, but they were there all the time though. They were right. knocking on the door for 6 years in a row, seven right. years in a row, something silly.
Right. Man, such a good team. Yeah. Ernie Banks, what did he play?
Ernie Banks was infielder, I would argue, second or third.
Second or third.
Let's
yeah, take a look at that because he's going to be my pick.
Okay.
But I wasn't specific. I wasn't sure of the specific. Oh,
I was wrong on both accounts. It's either first or short.
He's a shortstop, isn't
yeah.
he? So I can't use him. give me...
Who am I thinking at third base? He was an Oriole.
You're thinking Ripken?
No, not Ripken. There's an older one.
Oh.
I can't think of his name. Man,
I hate to do this. I really do hate to waste my DH spot. But I'm going to take a roided up Sammy Sosa.
For your DH.
To hit DH for me.
Okay.
And I hate doing that because I hate the steroid era.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think it changed the game at all. I'm being honest.
I mean, some used it, some didn't. That's your only beef.
And those who did went up against those who did. Those who didn't went up against those who did. Those
right.
who didn't went up against those who didn't. Like, you're going to have the combinations completely throughout the board. So,
right.
It didn't change the game. It just made the aesthetics of the game look bad.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's people who think that because Barry Bonds could hit it into McCovey Cove, if he wasn't on roids, he would have just cleared the wall.
Right.
Okay, but he still would have hit 700 home runs or whatever he hit. I saw a player that played with him.
Uh-huh.
He got his home run to tie Willie Mays.
Okay.
At home. Then they went on like a seven-game road trip or something. He said, I'm not going to hit a home run this entire road trip. He said he was hitting missiles everywhere,
yeah.
keeping it in the ballpark. And he said, I'm going to break it when we get back home. And he said within three at-bats, he broke it.
Yeah, once he got back home.
The guy knew how to hit.
Yeah.
The guy was a pure hitter. And, okay, whether he has 700 home runs or he has a a batting average, a pure batting average, over .400.
Right.
The guy was an incredible baseball player. Roids or not.
Right. Because roids aren't going to help your hand-eye coordination. It's not going to help you see the ball. It's not going to help you put bat to ball. Nope. It is going to put distance on it once you do catch one. Or if you knob one, it's still going to give you a little bit more power.
And you know the predominant thing about steroids? It's going to keep them playing more.
Right.
It's going to heal whatever little infirmities right. they have. And that's the biggest reason why they even took them.
At the moment, you know, the crazy thing about steroids, it's going to L what you're hurting right then, but it's going to tear you up.
Later
in life.
Absolutely. So if they did, okay, sorry, but, yeah, you know. Right.
So, all right, next team, brother.
Dude, that's so smart. You're going to just tell.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Texas Rangers.
Oh.
You've been waiting for this.
Man, I'm really upset. I knew that was going to happen after I picked Sandy Alomar Jr. Yeah, I mean, you're going to pick Pudge.
I'm not going to pick Pudge.
Don't lie to me.
I am going to.
How can you not pick Pudge? If you have the catcher spot open, and he's arguably the best all time.
Depends on who my pitcher is. I'm going to let my pitcher pick my catcher. Understand what I'm saying?
That's silly.
Okay, so it's my turn to go first, and I'm going to take a controversial Ranger.
Okay.
Who also played for the Angels and was trash, but was so, so good with the Rangers before he came to the Angels.
Okay.
Probably should have been one of the top, maybe 10 players of all time if he wasn't such an idiot, if he wasn't an addict. I'm going Gary Matthews. I'm just kidding. I'm going Josh Hamilton.
Gary Matthews Jr.
Oh, dude. He is the worst. That's funny. Josh played left field, right? Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he played left. I think he played all three, if I'm being honest.
I think he did play all three. I think he was a majority in left field in Anaheim.
That's probably right.
That's where I'm going to use him. But, man, you throw that guy a slider down and away, and he's going to swing at it every single time.
I mean, should I take the best pitcher of all time, Nolan Ryan? Should I take him?
Brother, add that to the list of baseball fans that you can't stand.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I'm going to take my third baseman here.
Steve Buchel?
Adrian Beltre.
Correct, bro.
Arguably one of the better Rangers of all time.
Of all time, yes. Yep. There's not a single way on God's beautiful green earth that you can't like Adrian Beltre. He was hilarious.
Whether opponent, whether teammate, whether right. fan, no. Nope.
The same can be said for like Miguel Cabrera. The same can be said for like Salvador Perez. These guys just have fun playing a kid's game, and you can see it all over their face. They played the game the right way. They were good at it.
Yeah.
You know, and they just had a great time playing baseball.
Yeah.
And Adrian Beltre is one of them.
So I got to meet Pete Rose.
Okay.
So my dad and I went to Vegas, and they had these little signing or whatever. And we got to sit in there with like a Q&A session with him for 5 to 10 minutes. And I just said, he played 5 positions where he played 500 or more games at each position.
Right.
And I said, which one was your favorite? And he said, first base. I was like, was it the least stressful? And he said, none of them were stressful. I got paid to play a game.
Right.
And I was like, okay. I mean, that's fair. I think I was going for, was it the one that, like, you didn't have to, it was stressful on your body less, or, you know, you were able to play the game longer because you're at first base.
Right.
You're not moving a ton. You're not stretching a ton.
He just enjoyed playing.
He said it didn't matter where he was at. It was that was a pretty cool comment.
Here's my thing about Pete Rose. I'm just going to interject this here real quick.
By the way, if the Cincinnati Reds come up, he's my pick because I can put him at five different spots.
Right.
Arguably one of the best hitters of all time.
No, absolutely.
If not the best.
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as a player.
Yeah.
Deserving of as a coach, debatable. Who cares? Put him in as a player.
Yep.
But now that the man has passed away, leave him alone. Don't put him in.
Yeah.
Why
are you going to do it now?
What good does that do?
He's a Hall of Fame player in my mind.
If I am anybody related to Pete Rose and I'm still close to Pete Rose and you put him in now that he's dead, I'm going to know what? Leave him out.
Yep. Why'd you do that to the man?
Why do we got to do this now?
No, ridiculous.
So, yeah, that's just my thought. Side note.
That's a couple of two cents.
On that.
Those cents were valuable.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man. I agree. All right, brother. Texas Rangers again.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like this.
No, this is fantastic. All right. Ian Kinsler? Dude, this is...
You can pick so many better than Kinsler.
No, I know. Kinsler's not anywhere on my list.
You still got a DH slot open, too, so technically you could take Pudge.
That's fair. But see, that's the thing about Pudge. He wasn't like one of the best hitters.
Right.
If we're talking all hitters.
Right.
He's one of the best hitting catchers.
Right. Right. It's going to be hard for you to find a catcher that stacks up with all hitters. You got a Buster Posey. You got a Mike Piazza, maybe.
Maybe. They're still.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Gary Carter still
right.
kind of meh. Oh, dude.
Yeah, man.
But
hard.
See, okay, for me, there's not a ton of Rangers worth it on the all-time.
Right.
There's not a ton.
No, I think you're right.
I mean, A-Rod, because he played for however many years with him.
Right.
And, I mean...
Yeah, you might have to dig into the steroid era, brother.
I might.
You might have to.
But here's the other thing. We got... Okay, so we got Gonzo and left. We got Palmeiro at first.
Right.
Ruben Sierra, and I think he was a right fielder.
Right.
Sundberg. I think Jim Sundberg was a catcher, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then we got some pitchers. We got Charlie Huff, awesome pitcher, by the way.
Right.
Fergie Jenkins, Nolan Ryan, Kenny Rogers.
You still have an Alfonso Seriano that you can throw in there.
That's true.
Second.
That's true. He played for a stint.
Did Cano play for the Rangers? No, right?
I don't. He did. I do not Cano.
I do not Cano either.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
But if I needed a second baseman, Seriano might be the pick.
Oh, but Michael Young was
Michael
a second
Young?
Baseman before he was a shortstop. I think I'm gonna. I think I got to go Michael Young.
Yeah,
second base.
Yeah, that's. I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of who I was thinking, because I like Michael Young too. At second base.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with one of the prettiest swings in all of baseball. Hot take, prettier swing than Griffey.
Ooh. Ooh.
And Griffey has a gorgeous swing. But I'm taking Will Clark at first base.
Okay.
You didn't think I could dig that deep with the Rangers to remember that Will Clark.
No. I was familiar, quite familiar with the Clark days.
Clark was one of my favorite players when he was in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the Rangers got him.
So, yeah, Will Clark it is. And he's hilarious on social medias now.
Especially about them torpedo bats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
All right. So, I may have goofed up. But Chicago White Sox, because here's where you take Frank Thomas. And you've got two spots to put Frank Thomas. But you might, it sounds like you might not take him.
I might not take him. Bo Jackson played for the White Sox too.
But he's so fragile, man. He's so fragile.
But if we're talking all time, we're not including injuries in this. We're
That's
saying
fair.
At their peak, at their best, who would it be?
Right.
But we also got Shoeless Joe.
Right.
We got all these guys who are not going to be able to be in the Hall of Fame because they threw a World Series.
Yeah. I think I might need you to do the Cubs thing and pull me up an all-time roster.
Okay.
For the White Sox. You got a Carlton. I've got the option for a Carlton Fisk.
Yeah.
Who is a great catcher.
Harold Baines, Jose Abreu, Mark Burley.
Burley would be a great starting pitcher.
Chris Sale.
I was thinking Paul him while Canerco, ago, too.
Joe Jackson.
What did Joe Jackson play?
Right field.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Thigpen.
Okay.
Robin Ventura.
I'm not picking Robin Ventura because he got beat up by an old overrated pitcher.
Jim Thome is an option. White Sox. We also have they had a catcher, AJ Pierzynski, who was pretty good.
Hate that guy. Hate that guy based on his personality alone.
He was pretty good. I think if we're going all time, I'm going Joe Jackson in right field. Yep.
That's a good pick in right field. Joe Jackson. All right, read me those names one more time.
I'm going to start with Eddie Collins.
Okay.
Eddie Collins is black and white picture here, so.
Okay.
Frank Thomas, Luke Appling, black and white picture. Ed Walsh, black and white picture. Red Faber, black and white picture. Billy Pierce, almost black and white picture. Carlton Fisk, Harold Baines, Jose Abreu. Luis Aparicio, Mark Burley.
Yeah, you can stop. I'm going to take Carlton Fisk
okay.
as my catcher.
Okay.
Great catcher.
Yep, agreed.
At the plate and behind the plate.
Agreed.
All right, next team. This one's going to be fun.
Okay, good.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh. Ooh. I mean, you have at least three shortstops you could probably choose off this.
Right.
Musial, Smith.
Yeah.
Who is the other one? There's another one, I'm sure. Let's look at this. All right. We got Yachty. You went one too soon with Fisk. You could have got Yachty.
You know, there are people out there who say Yachty is not a Hall of Fame catcher.
Really?
Have you ever seen that in your life on the social medias?
I mean, he was first and foremost
the best defensive catcher, maybe behind Pudge, ever.
At least from what we saw.
Right. Right.
Agreed. You got Lou Brock.
Yeah.
On this list, you got Ozzie Smith, Rogers Hornsby. Ooh.
He was a shortstop, yeah.
That might have been the third shortstop that I was thinking. He's either shortstop or third baseman. Second baseman, shortstop, third base. You can put him anywhere. Rogers Hornsby was a player. Stan Musial, Les Backman, all-time team. Because I don't know.
I've got my pick, and it's my turn to pick first. Anyway, is it?
So, Albert Pujols is on this list. Mark McGwire. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so many good players.
Oh yeah.
But I'm taking my starting pitcher, Bob Gibson.
Oh, I hate that you did that. Well, now you put him on my brain.
Yeah, great pitcher,
Bob Gibson.
Probably
arguably top five of all time. Maybe higher.
Definitely the best to ever play for St. Louis,
for sure.
Now you still have some good pitchers. Wainwright will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. You got Dizzy Dean.
Chris Carpenter was a good pitcher.
You got so many. Is there so many?
Yeah. Such a storied franchise. I mean, you could pick Lance Lynn if you wanted to.
That's that's fair.
Just kidding.
No, you're not.
That's what I wanted you to pick.
I'm having a hard time getting away from Lou Brock. Right now,
okay.
His WAR, if we're gonna look at WAR, is 41.7, which is pretty good. Stan Musial's is 128.6.
I am a proponent of the advanced metrics.
Yeah,
WAR being,
I like WAR that it includes
it's the
all.
Entire game.
Right.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols is the second highest at 88.8. I think I got to go Musial That's short. He was left field, right field, and first base.
You have left field and first base.
So I think I'm going to go... left field.
Left field for Stan Musial?
Yep. Stan Musial.
Ah, great pick. All right, next team. Washington Nationals. Now, I'm looking here.
Can we include the Rangers on this one?
No. The Rangers are the Senators.
Oh, that's right.
The Nationals are the Expos.
Oh, that's right.
And there is not an Expos button.
Okay.
On here.
So we can include Expos with them?
We can include Expos. 100%.
This
is a time to pick your pitcher. Because you had two top five pitchers go through
the Nationals?
The Expos. Yeah, Pedro played for him.
Oh, that's true.
Randy Johnson played for him.
Oh, that's true, too.
So now is your time. You don't have a starting pitcher slot.
Who did I pick as my starting pitcher?
Greg Maddux.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine.
Absolutely.
You're fine.
Okay. It's starting to predict what I want. That's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, Tim Raines.
Tim Raines. Yes.
Tim, what did he? I think he was an outfielder. I think I'm out of outfielders, aren't I?
You are out of outfielders, brother. Okay. Give me an all-time team for the Expos.
Okay, hold on.
Because I know there's some good ones.
Yeah, there's real good ones. Andre Dawson, Gary Carter, Vlad Guerrero. Jose Vidro, Pedro Martinez, Bill Stoneman, Jeff Reardon, Larry Walker, Anthony Rendon.
Who?
Anthony Rendon.
That guy's a thief.
Okay, so this is including Washington Nationals on here. Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Dennis Martinez, Felipe Alou.
Felipe Alou is an underrated name.
Marquise Grissom, Orlando Cabrera, Ryan Zimmerman, Steve Rogers.
Who's your pick, brother? You got DH, first base, and shortstop, and a relief pitcher.
I got DH.
You have a DH.
And we're going to go Vlad, DH.
I knew you were about to do. You took that right out from under me because I have been saving my right field and my center field in the event that the Angels get called.
Okay.
But I'm giving you Vladdy. That's good.
Okay. I mean, you can still take him.
Once he's off the board.
I didn't realize he's off the board. Okay.
Read me some names again, brother.
I mean, you got Tim Raines, left field. Andre Dawson. Dawson might have been a center fielder.
Yeah, we're going to save my center fielder.
What did he play?
Crap. I think there was a time when Bryce played right field.
Okay, yep. Andre Dawson just says outfielder. And I think Bryce played outfield before he played first base.
I think he did some stints in right field. So I'm going to take Bryce in right field.
Bryce Harper. Wow. Taking the young gun in the all-time team.
I'm a fan. When he first got into the league, was not a fan because they rivaled him with Trout.
As well, they should have. They were similar ages, similar build, similar swings, just on the opposite side of the plate.
But even after two or three years in the league, they were still doing it when Trout has
That's a fair point.
You know what I mean? But I'm still a fan.
When he's healthy.
Well, yeah.
Bryce has had significantly more play time.
Right. Later. Yeah. Later in his career, I think the move to first base
was a genius
move, and I think it's about to be inevitable for Trout.
To move somewhere.
He's playing right field right now.
He's got to go DH or something else. Yeah.
So I hope that is the case soon.
I need a reliever. I need a shortstop.
And a first baseman.
Oh, that might be all right.
Oh, brother.
Oakland A's.
Washington Nationals.
Oh.
Again. Since we just picked them, do we want to throw a free spin in there?
We want to throw.
because here's the thing. Free spins are okay, one free spin, but there's a lot more to pick from Texas Rangers twice in a row than there is Nationals.
That's a fair point.
So invoke the
We can do a free spin.
One free spin. We're just making rules up as we go.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
All right. Here's your time to pick a first baseman.
Okay.
Milwaukee Brewers.
First baseman. Who's my first baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers?
I need a center field. I need a center field, a third base, and a second base. And I don't know which direction I'm going to go. All time.
Is this my first baseman because I can pick, what's his name, Fielder?
Yeah.
Prince?
Yeah.
Ugh. All right.
Brother, I might be screwed.
Am I up or are you up?
I think I'm up first.
Okay, good. That gives me a minute. I mean, I wouldn't be upset taking Prince Fielder as my first baseman, but
right.
I don't know if that's where I would.
Ugh. You have got to be kidding me. Oh, I might be in. I might be back, brother.
What does that mean? Oh, I know who I'm taking. That's shortstop.
Go ahead and pick him. I've already got a shortstop.
Okay, Robin Yount.
Yount, great pick.
I couldn't remember, but he played shortstop and center field.
I couldn't remember if he just played outfield. Yeah. Okay, dude. They make it so hard to click on Wikipedia these days.
Get those fat fingers rolling, brother.
Oh, he only played right field.
Ooh.
That stinks. Because Hank Aaron played for the Brewers for 2 years.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let me go here. Let me try to get my second baseman out of the way. This kind of stinks.
Hank Aaron, not on the all-time team here for baseballegg.com.
Interesting.
Oh, my phone just died. You don't have the same charger for this phone as I do.
You're right.
Oh, not a big deal. You can look it up.
Okay, I'll do the looking up. Brother, this stinks. I'm not taking Ricky Weeks.
He's now coaching. He was coaching for the Brewers. We saw him in spring training last year. He may be coaching for somebody else now, but.
Oh.
What else do you got available? You got second base.
I got second base, third base, and center field.
Oof.
Wait. Hank Aaron played
center field. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with you over here.
Yeah, you know I'm kind of stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
So we're taking Hank Aaron in center field.
It's convenient that my phone just died and I can't fact check that Hank Aaron was indeed a Brewer, but I'll believe you.
Listen, man, you have to trust Wikipedia, okay? It is a valuable asset in the education department.
Fair.
Okay?
Fair. Everything you see on it is true.
Every single thing. Here, I'll prove it.
It's fine.
Just so there's
no brother.
No, he played field. He did
I
not
believe
play center.
You.
So he played right field.
Well, but he played center field for like most of his career. So
okay,
it's irrelevant.
Okay, let's just call the irrelevancy irrelevant and pick the next team because the wheel's spinning.
Okay, good.
Philadelphia Phillies. You need a first base
and
a relief pitcher. Billy Wagner is available for you.
Billy Wagner. The recently inducted Hall of Fame, Billy Wagner.
Closer, yes.
Yeah.
Billy Wagner?
I might as well.
It's a great pick.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I mean, I could have gone Bryce Harper first base, but he's off the board.
He's off the board. You can't do that, brother. All-time Phillies infielders, because I need two infielders. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
We got some good ones, and I'm going to take Chase Utley.
Okay.
At second base.
Yeah, Chase Utley. Good pick.
He was first who came to mind, but I wanted to see if I could get my eye on a third baseman. which probably would have been Schmidt.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
I think
that's correct.
I think he played third base. Yeah. But I'm gonna keep it Utley, because there are more better third basemen than second basemen. And I think Utley is a good one.
I agree with you.
Now, last pick. Colorado Rockies. We're scraping the sides of the barrel here. You have a great one.
Because first base?
You have a possibility of two great ones who played on the same team.
So I know that, I know Larry Walker was big dog, but was he a first baseman?
He played first base. The year that he was trying to hit 400.
Yeah.
1,000% fact, I know he played third base that year. First base.
First base. Mm-hmm.
Your other option is Andres Galarraga.
Okay. I think I got to go Larry Walker.
That's who I would have picked too. Although Galarraga was very good.
Yeah.
All right, Larry Walker. All right, so all time, I gotta cheat and do all time Rocky third baseman.
I mean, right now you got Chris Bryant.
I'm out on that.
Okay. I mean, he's arguably one of the better ones.
Didn't Arenado play for?
Yep. Arenado came from the Rockies. Yep.
Yep.
That's true.
All right. So that's my third baseman, Nolan Arenado.
Okay. All right. So roll through yours real quick.
All right. DHing is Roid Rage, White, Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
Bleached skin. Bleached skinned Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
First base, Will Clark. Oh. Second base, Chase Utley. Shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Third base, Nolan Arenado. Right field, Bryce. Center field, Hammer and Hank. Left field, Angel Dust, Josh Hamilton. Catcher, Carlton Fisk. Starting pitcher, Bob Gibson. Relief pitcher, Mariano.
So you only got three guys on there that you pretty much didn't watch. Carlton Fisk, might have caught him.
Fisk, I didn't watch. Hank Aaron, Hank, I didn't watch. Didn't. And Bob Gibson didn't watch.
Yeah.
Everybody else watched.
Everybody else you saw.
I was hoping for a Detroit Tigers pool.
Okay.
Because behind Vlad, everything that I've seen and read, Ty Cobb is my next favorite player. Just because he was an a-hole.
Yeah.
To everybody.
But he showed why he could be.
I was also waiting for whatever team the Rube played for, just so I could pick
Rube
him.
Baker.
Oh,
Rube Baker's just from the Baker is from the what's it called? Major League, back to the minors or whatever it was.
Yeah,
or two. Which one was it?
Two's the great one.
Well, no, which one did Rube Baker come into?
I don't remember.
Was it two and three? I don't remember. But
Your team.
Yep.
Vladdy, DH, Larry Walker, first base, Michael Young, second base. Yount, shortstop. Did you ever watch him play?
Nope.
So he's one on yours. Beltre at third base.
Yep.
Joe Jackson, number two for right field. DiMaggio, center field. Mutual, left field. Sandy Alomar, catcher. Greg Maddux, starter. Billy Wagner, closing it out.
So what, I got four that I wouldn't have watched?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
now, if you ask Stupid Mario.
Yeah. I can't have those four.
You can't have those four.
I mean, you can't have those three.
But he's stupid, so you can.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think, you know, we could go with this with only people that we watched.
Yeah.
You know, and have a, just kind of see what type of different list we would have created.
Right.
Which, you know, save that for another one.
Yeah, we can do that in a couple of months.
Baseball is an endless supply of what could we do.
Of content. Yeah.
Especially if we do this type of thing, we'd get how many different iterations of this thing.
Right.
It'd be endless.
This is why baseball is the greatest game ever invented. Because
why don't people like baseball anymore?
It's boring, bro.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not boring. Not at
all. To people who grew up with a baseball background.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's me little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love baseball. Now,
so I'm going to argue that it has nothing to do with your background, because it has to do with you learning the sport.
Right.
You take the time to learn what to do, at least learn what to expect.
It's not an easy sport to learn how to play.
I think it is. Actually, I think it's one of the easier ones.
Well, I say that on the idea of the conversation you and I have had before in regards to baseball. Your success rate for a Hall of Fame hitter, 32%.
Okay.
You're failing.
But you're talking about it's difficult to excel at, not just to learn.
Hitting, okay.
Because you said it's difficult to learn. I think it's incredibly easy to learn. You throw the ball. This guy throws the ball. This guy tries to hit. You go running the bases in succession.
Right. If you're speaking in regards to the rules of the game, yeah.
It's simple.
It's super. Hit ball.
Hit the ball.
Run to base before ball gets
home,
to base.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
Right. But as far as actually developing the skills to play baseball,
very difficult.
Very difficult.
There's so many nuances of the game, though. I think that is one of the things that draws that keeps people at bay.
Right.
Why did that happen? Oh, because there's these rules that impact the game in certain ways.
I think I put it in regards to this. People enjoy checkers more than they enjoy chess. Because
it's a fair point.
You have on a checkerboard.
There's only one thing you can do.
You got one thing you can do.
Yep.
On a chessboard, you have to understand the ramifications of your next move. What is my next move going to make him do?
Yeah.
And you are constantly in your own mind in regards to the nuances to
100%.
One move.
Yep.
Right?
In baseball, same thing. There is six different things I can do if the ball comes to me. Which one is going to help us
exactly.
win? Absolutely.
And when you have to, and I think this is a knock on kids now and even then, if you have to really try. If you have to think and you have to try and put in any kind of effort to be successful, you don't want to do it. Let me just.
So that comment makes me completely understand why basketball is what it is right now. There is very little thought to whenever you get to your side of the floor, just throwing up
chunk
a three.
Set a pick, throw a three.
That's right.
Grab the offensive rebound, pass it back out to the three-point shooter, shoot another three.
Yep. Whenever you take it to the basket and there becomes three or four guys that you now have to beat,
right.
You have to think about what to do. And if there's only one thing that you probably can do, and if you think of the other things,
right.
You're probably going to screw up.
Was it you that sent me the video or showed me the video the other day on Instagram of it was a fast break? It was the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
It was Curry. Curry got the steal, had a wide open layup, stopped at the 3-point, shot the three and missed it.
Yeah. No, I didn't show you that, but I completely believe that.
What are we doing?
You had two free points.
Right.
Why aren't you taking them?
Right.
I probably sent you one where it was five straight minutes of shot, miss, shot, miss. Shot, miss,
all sequence.
Behind the three-point line.
You did.
And there was not a break in the video. It was not edited. It was five straight basketball minutes of
both
a three-point conflict. Yeah, both on both sides of the ball.
Back and forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember you saying
you missed it, you made it, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it, you made it. Like, and
right.
Everyone's stopping and taking it. What is defense anymore?
Right.
Why are there plays?
Right.
Coaches... It is the easiest job to coach basketball right now.
Basketball is such a joke that you can't even, and I'll say the same thing for football, that you can't even take a fun all-star weekend and have fun with it anymore.
Oh, I saw something about them basically rigging the stats on the basketball all-star skills contest.
Yeah,
Wimby and Chris Paul.
Just like
rigging the right. the timer or whatever.
It's no fun.
Yeah, what are we doing?
But you are.
It's a waste of their time.
They're
letting you know it's a waste of their time.
The All-Star game where we play no defense has leaked into the regular season.
Yeah,
football same way.
I love the fantasy football draft style All-Star game.
I do.
I love that aspect.
Yeah,
pick
like
who
that.
You want.
Right.
And let's play a game. But let's play a game. Everybody wants to see the game played.
The actual game.
Well.
This is why no All-Star Weekend will ever be better than Major League Baseball because you are getting Home Run Derby.
Yep.
And you are getting an actual game. Now, when the actual game meant something, it doesn't mean anything anymore. But when you tied World Series home field advantage to it, it made you play.
Yeah, better. Right. Made you play better.
Right.
Play to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
But you're still, whenever you get out there, you're still playing to not have an error, to get a hit.
To not strike out.
Right. Or to, if you're the pitcher, strike out the side or whatever.
Right.
You're still out there playing the game. You can't juke the game of baseball in the manner that football and basketball has been. They juke the stats.
Right. Here is my only beef with the MLB All-Star Game.
What's that?
A representative from every team.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like that. Oh, I got two beefs. The representative from every team I think is stupid. Because if you've got a team like the Angels who suck and Trout is hurt.
Yeah.
Why am I sending Taylor Ward hitting 240 something because he's your best hitter?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the second beef with the MLB All-Star Game is, man, let the players wear their home uniform. Let them wear these stupid.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's a money grab.
Fix the hats like you used to.
Yeah.
But wear your uniform.
Yeah,
with the
I don't have as much beef with the uniform thing.
Yeah,
it is what it is. It's, you know, you're part of the National League, you're part of the American League for that year before you get traded or whatever. You know, having everybody look the same, they're wearing their hat. They're wearing their own hat typically.
Yeah,
this last 2 years or three, they've had specific hats with their own logo.
Right.
Okay. Like. It's a money grab. Everything right now is a money grab.
Right,
by the way.
Of course.
Why do you think we have an in-season tournament that means nothing to the standings of basketball?
Right.
Just to sell more tickets, get more money, but they have to do that because viewership of basketball has tanked in the last 10 to 15 years. And I saw Charlie Kirk talk about somebody asked who's better, LeBron or Jordan, and he said when Jordan was playing, how popular was basketball? And the kid's like, it was probably at its highest. And he's like, okay, well, now LeBron's playing, how popular is basketball? And he's like, oh, it's really good. He said, it's actually the lowest ratings it's ever been.
Right.
So you got one guy who's created a terrible sport.
Right.
And another guy who created the best it possibly could be at the time he played.
Well, let me ask you this in regards to that. Okay? Because a lot of people, and I'm just going to single LeBron out, a lot of people hate LeBron James. Not because of his basketball, but because of what he's doing
his off court
on his social media. Okay, other than being the worst flopper in the world, but you take social media and you throw it in the 80s and 90s and give Jordan access to it while he's playing, is it the same? Are we going to treat Jordan then on social media how we treat LeBron?
You're
going to
see an ugly side of Jordan because everybody wants their life out there. Until their life is out there.
Right.
Right. You're going to see the gambling. You're going to see whatever caused him to take that two-year break. And it's speculated that it was a gambling suspension that was his home with his family or whatever. His dad was going through something. I forget what it was. But they played it. They were able to play it off because, well, nobody knew unless you knew.
Right.
Yeah. And so social media, everybody's going to have their take. Everybody's going to it's going to get flooded. But the other thing is that whenever he has been asked, whenever he was asked in interviews, which when LeBron is asked in interviews, now there's more interviews because there's more social media outlets, LeBron's saying he's the best of all time. He's the greatest player to ever play. It is on record multiple times when Jordan, in his prime, was, you appear to be the best that's ever played this game. He's like, you can't say that. I didn't play up against Bill Russell. I didn't play up against these guys. Yeah. So across the eras, you can't say that. Do I feel like I play the game really well, or am I doing real good right now? My best right now? Maybe. But you can't go across eras. And so to say, like, one, to claim that he is the best.
Right.
That's my biggest issue with him.
Right.
The best never talks about himself. The best doesn't claim he's the best. He just proves it.
Okay, let me throw one more kink in there, okay? I threw social media in the 80s and 90s.
Yep.
It comes out that that Michael Jordan, it is a gambling suspension.
Yep.
He has some ugly incidents because of the social media. He's on social media acting as LeBron does today.
Okay.
Does that change your mind on GOAT? My GOAT is MJ.
I don't think it changes my mind on GOAT because there is more statistics, there is more accolades, there is more anything in a time where there was less fouls called.
Right.
There was less defensive restriction.
Right. It was a hockey game played on hardwood.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right now, there is so much defensive restriction that I don't know why they don't go to the basket more.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get two shots for free.
Every time.
Or they're going to have a free layup.
Because they're backing off.
They can't foul out of the game.
Right.
And so Jordan was going whenever he was getting clothesline, he was getting chokehold. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was – there's some still shots of him getting mauled
right.
that are crazy. And if LeBron – like, if someone touches LeBron, you've seen how he flops.
Oh, he's dead.
Right.
He dies for a second.
That's right.
Kind of like when I was taking these curtains down and I hit my face on the ceiling fan twice. Yeah. I died twice that day.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, it was
– You LeBron'd.
It was, well, no, it definitely was not a flop. It was a legit.
No. I mean, I feel like I've seen these fans. It was.
they go
you hit for, you hit your fan, your head on the fan blade, and I'm not seeing what killed you.
They go faster than this.
I don't know if they do.
They do. I promise they do. It. I died legit two times that day.
Okay. That's.
But,
I mean, hey.
But
you know, I wasn't here.
But that's neither here.
It was not on social media.
Nobody was here to witness it, so you got to take my word for it. But I did die twice.
But here's the other thing: is that right now, the social aspect of child raising of mm-hmm. kids, the mentality of kids, the mentality of parents. Is completely different now than it was in the 80s and 90s.
Absolutely.
So if social media was around back then and they maintained their disciplinary measures, they maintained their definitions for success, their definitions for what it means to be a failure, what it means to rise above, bounce back from failures and all this other stuff, there's so many aspects of things that we are now missing.
Yeah.
We weren't back in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
Accountability, ownership, things that make you say, I probably look bad because I did that.
Yeah.
Not you're making me look bad and now I'm making excuses about all this garbage that takes the ownership off of me. Right now, everything is pushed outward, and I speak about this on my Daily Bread podcast platform. Nobody looks inward anymore.
Right.
Everybody's pushing, if they would just stop being racist, if they would just start accepting these things, if they would. Well, if you would stop looking at it under such a microscope.
Right.
And then blaming everything and saying, you know what, I have zero responsibility in this because whatever, I bet your life would change dramatically.
Right.
And that's LeBron James. That's everybody. It doesn't matter. That transcends social status.
You know, at the risk of sounding cliche, you know, you've always heard when you're pointing your finger at somebody.
Oh yeah.
There's three more pointing right back at you.
Absolutely.
At you. So looking inward is great. And the crazy thing about this conversation, and is always crazy about the MJ LeBron discussion, is we're not even talking about Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah.
Because
second best player of all time.
Listen, you for me, he'll be three for me, but I'm
he's higher than LeBron.
But I'm throwing a Timmy D at number two.
Okay,
Timmy. Yep. Actually, Timmy's probably my GOAT, and that's a biased Spurs fan talking about the greatest power forward of all time.
But that's where my thing about Kobe is. You're not talking about him being the greatest shooting guard of all time. You're not talking about Michael Jordan being the greatest shooter. You're
talking about player,
overall player.
Player. Absolutely.
Kobe Bryant is a better overall player than Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is arguably top two power forward slash center to play the game.
Yeah. And my thing with I had something,
mm-hmm.
but I forgot.
It's all right. It's probably in the candy bowl.
There's a candy bowl out there.
Soon I will be going to try to find your thought in the candy bowl.
Man, I appreciate it. If Amanda didn't take it first.
That's a fair point.
Amanda loves the candy bowl. But anyways, man, we're at an hour and 21 minutes.
Oh, good.
So we're 21 minutes.
Dude, we're 2 years in arrears right now. Like, we have to catch up.
We are going to catch up.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, appreciate you coming out, getting this started back up with us. We're going to get this consistent. Being behind a mic, brother, is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Even if there are all kinds of goof-ups, audio goof-ups, and we don't get to post,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get to release it,
yeah.
it's still fun having conversations. So,
that's dude, exactly I don't even care doing. About the audio goof-ups. They make it real.
I mean, sometimes,
they
yeah.
make it real,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you never edited yours.
I didn't edit. I did it live. I just said, if it happens, it happens. Yeah. And hopefully, yeah. hopefully the profanity didn't happen. A couple times I had a couple guests that would drop one or two, but I didn't even take those out because it was a real reaction. And I was like, maybe they're 2 hours long. Maybe yeah. somebody won't get far enough into it. And so, but as long as, you know, as long as you keep it clean,
right.
anybody can listen to it. It doesn't, who cares about the goof ups? I mean, what are we doing?
My whole thing was during editing was to get the cuss words out. And then a couple years in, I was like, man, my mom probably doesn't even listen anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah. So, and, but
so,
that's
yeah,
the thing
so we're
is,
good on that.
Is I've never heard you drop one at all on any of your shows.
Right.
So it's all about the other guy that you have on there.
Right.
And if Absolutely. Everybody's under the same understanding,
so that's why I'm going to continue to edit, because I just want to catch all of yours.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think my odds are pretty good in catching them all, because they're yeah. not going to come at all. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you're going to find negatives right? in that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. I got
to
add stuff
to
it.
You have to go put one
gonna,
in
I'm
just
gonna,
to take it out.
I'm going to buffer one in just to take it out.
Just to take it out. That's
or
right.
you're going to be saying something stupid, profound, and like deep and everything, and I'm just going to throw a beep
look,
in there.
Look, here's the deal. All I want to do is to make my wife proud of me,
yeah.
okay? And
yeah.
so I'm gonna do the negative cuss word thing where it like I didn't say any and I just give you a few to put in and take right out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I appreciate that.
That way it gives you something to do and she can still be proud of me when I go home.
Speaking of your wife, she's also invited to come record.
Yeah,
whenever she wants.
Oh,
yeah.
She loves baseball. She's in.
Oh, good.
Whenever.
And she doesn't necessarily have to talk about baseball.
Yeah, she can talk about.
We
whatever.
Could. We could probably take a gummy together.
Yeah. Okay.
And get on some stupid.
We
topics.
Could talk about knitting.
I don't know much about knitting.
You
so
don't. I don't even know if she does. But if you're on anything,
oh, I could get
other
on
than a Starburst, then I mean, you might be able to assume you know about it.
I could get on Wikipedia and find out all the facts.
I could teach myself everything I need to know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
That's how we do it. But anyways, like, subscribe, and share, or
yeah.
whatever
listen.
We used to say. Yeah,
yeah. Listen.
Just listen. Listen. I don't even need you to listen to all hour and 24. Minutes and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds or whatever. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Listen to the first 2 or 3 minutes. Give me a download.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then go about your day, or put me on while you're doing something. You know where you.
That's right.
Where you don't need a distraction or can handle a distraction. Just let me make you laugh. Let's make you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, for an hour and
talk about and tell us how wrong we are.
Yeah, tell us how wrong we
listen
are.
Listen to it. Try to get all the wrong things. Yeah. You shouldn't have gone with Musial. Well, prove me wrong.
Right. So yeah. So if you can take some distractions, yeah, listen to the whole hour, 24 minutes, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48 seconds or whatever, and enjoy yourself. Anyways, that's our time, and we will be back next week with another old and not improved episode of the Highly Unapologetic Podcast.
Mark that down. Right here.